Welcome to the Bridging the Divide podcast. Each week, we'll explore the key factors that have contributed to today's economic divide, hear from experts and changemakers, and offer practical insights for aspiring entrepreneurs who are ready to break down barriers and inspire others. Join me as we navigate the challenges and opportunities for closing the economic gap, one conversation at a time. Hello and welcome back to the Bridging the Divide podcast. I'm your host, Rolando Bonilla. Let me talk to you about something that may sound very common sense, very much something we do each and every day. The power of decision making and how it impacts your ability to actually build your business opportunity. Now, a lot of you are probably thinking already, okay, Rolando, okay, like decision making. We make decisions every day, right? We make decisions about where we're going to eat, what we're going to wear, where we're going to go, what we're going to watch. Right? Decision-making is very much ingrained to the human experience. And yet, when it's time to start a company, small business, decision-making tends to be very often the obstacle that many can't overcome. Whether that issue is decisions can't be made because the person doesn't feel they have enough knowledge on the subject matter, or the decision isn't made because the person, quite candidly, is just afraid. Or sometimes the decision's not made because the person doesn't realize that they are in the proverbial fork in the road and that a decision has to be made. You know, in my experience, most of the growth that I have gone through has come from making decisions. And the thing about decisions is, you know, very often there are two outcomes. There's a good outcome, there's a I'm not so happy about outcome. But nevertheless, there are outcomes. And it's in recognizing those outcomes that our growth and our confidence in decision-making comes from. We have to be okay with accepting that every so often, or sometimes often, when you make a decision, things do not always work out the way you want them to. But that can't be the reason you don't make the attempt in the first place. Because it's one thing for your business to, you know, not work out because you've tried everything possible. But part of kind of bridging this divide is that we have to actually be on the field, right? Like, we can't say that there's a divide, although there clearly is. And yet, when it's time for us to actually participate in the process, we don't inject ourselves because of that fear of a negative outcome in the decision-making process. You know, in some instances, what I have found in my experience, and even as I go around the state or country talking to people, the one thing I often run into is how do you make sure you make the best decision? Well, the way I do it is I do as much homework as I can on the subject matter. I also take into account time. Sometimes folks want to do an infinite amount of homework, and yet the window of opportunity is a tight one, and you can miss it. You know, for me, it's always really been about doing my homework, talking to people that maybe are knowledgeable of the subject matter, and then putting myself in the place where I can make the best decision based on the facts that I have available at the time. You know, has this worked for me perfectly? No. But I understand that. You know, when I make these decisions, I tend to do them in a way where I recognize that there's always room for the decision to not work out in my favor. And I recognize that something not working out in my favor, although not enjoyable at that time, is a moment of growth. Gave you a good personal example. At one point, one of the companies that I owned was an engineering / land use consultancy firm. So for those of you that don't know what that is, a good example of it is you buy a vacant parcel of property where the city or the county has owned it for commercial. And, you know, we would work with clients or even ourselves as investors to access that property, rezone it to allow, for example, for housing. And in some instances, the engineering side of the house would provide the engineering services for whomever was going to build on that property, which of course seems is a very lucrative business. At the time I entered this building, this company, and you know, I brought people in with particular skill sets to ensure that we had all of our bases covered, and you know, and we got off to a great start. The company was able to get some clients. We were able to create a new market for ourselves, in a very competitive market for this type of work in the Silicon Valley. And it all looked like it was going well, right? So the initial decision was, do I enter this space of engineering land use that, candidly, I had some understanding of the land use given my political background, but had zero understanding of the engineering, which was a very heavy part of this process. But I did it. My decision was to move into that. I did my homework. I had conversations. I took all the right steps to make this company work. And for a time it was, but I kept asking myself, are we working right? Are we doing enough? And I had reached the conclusion that at the rate that we were growing with the team I had assembled, I felt that we were on a path where to get the real success that we needed to get out of it, for it to really make sense for me as an investor, it wasn't going to get there for us. That was a tough conclusion to reach. That was a tough place to get to, given that we did see some growth, we did see some revenue. And it was an even tougher conversation to have with the then partners at the time, who all felt that we needed to move and continue on our path because we were headed in the right direction. I had to trust myself. And at the time, it would have been an easy thing for me to have said, well, you guys are right. Let's stay on this. But my analysis was this. I don't feel we're growing at a rate where this company is scalable and is going to make financial sense for me, for the team. The more I spend time here, the less time I'm spending in other areas of other companies. And that's going to impact their ability to grow. So my decision at the time was a tough one, right? Because I wasn't losing, you know, resources. I was actually growing. But I had enough experience and talked to enough people to know that in my mind, this wasn't going to work out the way we needed it to work out. When I made the decision, there were some around me who thought I had made the wrong decision. And there was a part of me at that moment that actually at some points agreed. But then I trusted myself. And I accepted that if I made the wrong decision, so be it. I made it. It's time to move on. And if it's the right decision, then in the long run, I'm going to be happier because that's what I wanted. I wanted to be in a place where this one company wasn't draining so much of me that I was hurting all other places that I'm involved in. In the long run, this decision ended up being the best decision for me because just as I had predicted, although remnants of the company still exist, the growth rate wasn't what I thought it would be. And although good for others, wasn't where I wanted to be. And so instead, I spent my time in other companies, and those have resulted in growth and positive impact and job creation and, you know, creating new markets. So that's a good example in my own personal life where the decision-making, I didn't have all the facts. You know, I wasn't 100% sure. On the surface, things looked to be working in the right way, but I had enough experience to at least ask the right questions, to seek counsel, to do the analysis that I needed. Did I have all the facts in front of me? No. But I did have the confidence to know that a decision had to be made. You know, another example was a conversation I had with the CEO yesterday. Where, you know, his team had to make a really big decision. And there was a lot of back and forth about this decision. And, you know, and you could feel a level of concern about even having to make the decision, to the point that I had to interject and remind everyone that the task at hand wasn't to necessarily solve the problem as to whether or not they were going to, you know, attack it one way or the other, but that the actual task was accepting that they had to make a decision. So very often, the elephant in the room, everyone's trying to figure out how to how to cut it into pieces and, you know, and distribute that, when in reality, the decision is how to take down the elephant in the first place. And that therein lies one of the things I run into very often in this space. And is that, and when I talk to business owners, is that very often their ability to grow is hampered by their inability to make fast decisions. And if you want to have a level of success in business, or in some instances, a lot of instances, just give your business the best opportunity to even grow legs under it, you're going to have to be okay with making fast decisions. You're going to have to be okay with being right sometimes, being wrong a lot of times. Now, I want to be very clear. I'm not saying make decisions, you know, kind of, you know, without any background and seeing what happens. I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to fail, all right? What I'm saying is decisions backed with some level of actual homework and understanding of what's in front of you so that you can make the best decision with the facts available at that time. Because the inverse of that is you can also make, you know, spend hours and days and months and years trying to make a decision to the point that by the time you finally figure out, if you ever figure out that you have to make a decision, the opportunity is come and gone. So to be successful in business, to even give yourself the chance to be viable, you have to be okay with doing your homework, and you have to be okay with accepting that you're not going to have all of the facts. Sometimes you're not going to have the time, but that a decision has to be made. And that's the growth part, right? The more you do that, the more comfortable you are in that process, and the more likely actually of having success. You know, one of the things I love about being in small businesses is that the decision making is fast. You don't have a lot of bureaucracy. You know, if you have an idea in the morning and you make the decision to implement the idea, as a friend of mine says, we need to understand if we're going to fail fast. Because the more you accept that concept, the more you're also going to get better at making decisions with a fast turnaround, in order to put you on that path to having that success. So decision making undoubtedly is one of these things where if you're not comfortable with it, you better figure out how to get comfortable with it fast, and make the decision to get comfortable with it, right? Because if you don't, then like a lot of people who are, what I say, entertaining the idea of business, it never moves beyond the point of entertaining that idea. And again, remember what I've said, if you've been listening to this podcast, this is about bridging that divide. Yes, I recognize that lack of information is sometimes a big obstacle in your wanting to make a decision. But we do live in an environment nowadays where if you have a phone in your hands, you have the vehicle by which to get some level of information to make a decision. There really isn't any excuse in 2025, regardless of where you live, regardless of your socioeconomic background. If we can access a computer, if we can access a phone, we have the ability to get some answers, which will then give you some level of background knowledge to then implement into the process of making decisions. I guess, you know, if you're into sports, the best way to think about this is, for those of you that follow football, if you're the quarterback of your life, of your business, you have to make decisions in 3 seconds as to where you're going to throw that ball. And if you don't make decisions, you're going to get taken down and you're never going to throw the ball. But if you do make decisions, you're either going to, you know, miss your target, your target's going to catch it, or someone on the other team's going to grab it, which are all data points. At least you have data points. Whereas if you're holding on to that ball and you get taken down, the only data point you have is the obvious one. You didn't throw the ball, you held on to it for too long, and you never got the chance to go out there and throw that ball and see, back to business, if you could actually legitimately have a fighting chance to start your company. So yes, decision-making, often overlooked, not necessarily talked a lot about at school, but if you don't accept the fact that decision-making is the central skill to have outside of whatever service or product you're providing, then you will never have success in business or candidly anything in life, because decision making is the core of everything that we do. You have to make the decision to go to the gym to, you know, get lean and buff. You have to make the decision to eat well. You have to make the decision to start a company. Everything we do begins and ends with decision making. It is our job to do our homework, to put ourselves on the best path, to make the best decisions. But it is equally our job to accept that even when we think we have made the best decision, that's not always going to be the case. And that rather than looking at these moments as failure, we have to look at these moments as really just one step closer to getting to making that decision to a place where we can get the outcome that we want. So, yep, there you have it. Decision making is something I wholeheartedly want you all to get comfortable with. Very simple. Do your homework. Accept that you have a short amount of time very often. Make that decision and accept that sometimes it'll work out for you. Sometimes it won't. But at the end of the day, it'll always work out for you because the decision is one step forward, right? Don't be that squirrel in the middle of the road. Can't decide if it's coming or going. We all know what happens to that squirrel. It gets hit by a car. Don't get hit by a car. All right, my friends, let's keep going. Wishing you the very best. Keep pushing. Keep sending your questions. This today's topic is a result of questions. Keep sending your questions and let's go get it. Want you to be the next big company that we're reading about in the Wall Street Journal. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Bridging the Divide podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review, share with a friend, and give us a follow on all of our platforms. Special thanks to you for taking the time to listen today.